Through Isaac your descendants shall be named. And of the son of the maid I shall make a nation also, because he is your descendant. Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulder, and gave her the boy and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was used up, she left the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him, about a bow shot away, for she said, "Do not let me see the boy die." And she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. God heard the lad crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not fear, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him by the hand, for I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes and saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew, and he lived in the wilderness and became an archer. So the crying.
See, it was a part of his story, right? We know almost all the stories. Therefore, it has some special taste to it. But if you want to get in touch with it, it should be heard several times in different moods. Because in each mood, you will stick to some little detail over there. Now your mood was to pay attention to crying, right? Someday you come back to it and pay attention to all the characters playing a role over there. Suddenly you will see that the men are doing nothing and are being told to do nothing. The women are doing everything. Sarah is in one hand, the maiden is in another hand. Two different kind of looking at this stuff, two different way of understanding, right? And each one, and none is bad. Both are good, but completely different. Two different sides, right? Then how they come together, how the result will change them both. How one part being led to happiness by showing her the future, which is different. The other one will go with the story. In another mood, you sit down and you look at the story and you will wonder about free will and how we choose and how our choices being led, but some feelings that sometimes come out of blue. You see, that's the richness of the story. You could read it differently, again and again and again. And believe me, you, even now, after a couple of years that I'm familiar with this book, while reading some of the stories, suddenly I find something that I never noticed. That's the value of a story. Somehow it helps to cover up for the shortcoming of poetic language, because poetic language is temporary, it's not permanent. Because our feeling towards musicality is changing. In the ancient time, music was simple, therefore poetry was simple. Poetry normally was a little bit melody, a little bit drawing. Nowadays, poetry to us is magical art. It changes. Therefore, when you look at it, the poetry is difficult to be interpreted. Even if you know Latin, you will not enjoy the Latin version of Bible. Even if you, like a lot of Iranians, they don't understand Arabic. They don't want to. So they sometimes they go to read the Persian version. Will not do. It's impossible. You cannot translate the poetry. Poetry you should feel. Period. Therefore, a story is a good cover-up, because story doesn't care about language. It plays with the mind in a different way. So, any question about that crying? Let's go back to the place we were. We started this book with what? With a short opening. One verse, you're supposed to remember it over, because this is the school of thought called love. This is what the basic of all spirituality, mysticism, Gnosticism, whatever you call it, the base is love. We talked about it, we started with that, honestly. I'm doing a very silly thing now. Actually, I stopped writing about Masnavi here and there and there and there after a good discussion with a good friend. I arrived to the conclusion that I should try to write something just for the beginning of Masnavi, the first story. And it's interesting, even limiting it to one story, it looks endless. I don't know when it will be something to look at, because now when I go back, I find the bizarre connection of every single word over there. Over there he will talk, he'll give one word, and in book six, you will get it. Oh yes. He talked about it, and he knew that 15 years later he would talk about it. That's how it goes, because of passion, his compassion in him. In that opening session, he talks about everything. He talks about all the necessities to start to walk in the path. Means he will give you all the essence of yearning and wanting and going around and all that in 34 verses. Then he starts the first story. What was that all about? First paragraph. Because the first, though, the beginning one to me is 00. I'm cheating. That's 00 because to me, really honestly, that's book 0. Because the first step, which is yearning, it cannot be taught. And it should not be. Because that's where the free will comes in. That's your choice. You should really want it to go in. They don't teach you that. When you went in, you sit down. Book one means second step. First step, that's 00. Second step, first paragraph. There is one word being repeated, and that's a sisna, exception. And he will bring it in something which is the most famous saying in all Islamic countries. What is the most used short sentence or word in
La ilaha illallah?
No.
Muhammadun Rasulallah.
That you will say normally once when you become want to become Muslim. After that, You could save here and there, but that's not the thing that you will use a lot. The word, even it's not that, if that was the word, you would have been the most gracious nation who appreciated a lot. Alhamdulillah is appreciating a lot. That's not what you use.
Inshallah.
It is so abused that when an Iranian now will tell you inshallah means no. Me. No. I would say, this Friday night, would you come to our house? If you want to come, you say yes. If you want to say no, you say inshallah. Because there you're talking about his will, if he wants, right? That's putting aside the exception of the rule. Means normally it's like this, but if he wants, it will be different, right? So the real meaning of inshallah means if that exception will let. Imagine somebody believing in a rule that will repeat always that if exception let me, the rule is this. That's really appreciating that exception. Is if exception is here, you don't understand. If exception will let you, the rule will be here, you understand the rule. So you should always understand that my understanding is limited to permission of exception. Exception. That exception is repeated in that paragraph and we go on and on and on to the end. Why? Because the subject is that. The subject is love and love is exception. Or is rule? Is there any rule for love? Is there any rule in love? Love comes and breaks all the rules, no matter what. Because love is the essence of exception. Because we believe love is adjective of God. Something to describe God. This is exception, this is not rule. No rule will describe it. Rule is what? Let's forget the rule of the physics. Let's come to the rule of life, right? What is the basic rule of life? Will. What is the basic rule of life?
Predator, prey, sex.
Yeah. Is it? Eat, don't become food, have sex, reproduce, right? And all of this you do with what?
Your physical body.
You have to grab it from someone else. Something is good for you means you are robbing someone else. You're having a barbecue means you are eating the chicken and the cow. Right? That's what it is. This is the rule of life. Exception is offering you life for another living creature. That's exception. Because before we arrive, before human being being created, I'm talking about that moment. Remember? Before that breath coming in us, we're just like monkeys. Rule was that. So a good monkey is the monkey who tries to put down everyone, beat everyone, right? That's a healthy good monkey. And grab the first part of the food and choose the best part of them. Grab everything, right? Is there any giving stuff over there? No. The giving stuff is something we understand. We judge good. And we do. Normally, no. In the exception of being